Right now, it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So I'm looking at the everybody gets in playoff standings in the Major League Baseball, and everybody's in so far right down till you get to Toronto. They have the last wild card position. And then after that, the next closest team is the Angels, and they're 25-31. And Toronto, as you have said, whoever pulls Toronto in the first round, going to have it pretty easy. They're 28-27.
Houston's 28-27 too.
Okay, yeah, but they're, you know, it's funny. Houston's 28-27. For some reason, they have them higher than Cleveland, and you know why that is, because they haven't played as
schedule.
Many games. Yeah, schedule. Over in the National League, the Mets are like three or four games out of the last slot. So
yeah, that could end tonight.
Yeah, they're playing Tampa Bay again.
I don't know. I mean, the schedule's so screwed up. You don't know who's playing who, and you heard them talk last night of teams that might have to play games that they didn't think they had to play. If you look at the schedule, you see 60 games. You would think there's 30 home, 30 away. And some teams are very good at home, and some teams stink on the road. The way that these makeup games ran with these seven-inning Babe Ruth League doubleheaders, some teams played more than 30 games at home. So this whole season is just a joke. I mean, all it is like exhibition baseball anyway, because the product's terrible. The Mets, who do they play tonight? They play Tampa Bay again, yep.
Now, you know, you look at the ones who clinched, Tampa Bay and the Yankees so far, the White Sox, Minnesota, and Cleveland.
The White Sox are playing terrible, by the way.
Yeah, they went into lost three in a row. Oakland is also the only one to clinch out west so far. And the National League, Atlanta has clinched, the Cubs have clinched, the Dodgers and San Diego have clinched.
Well, the Western divisions of both leagues is if you can think it, it's worse baseball than the rest of them. Like I've said, there's only 10 teams in there. And right now, because Houston's won a few games, you have 6 out of 10 teams that are over 500. I'm sorry, 4 out of 10 teams over 500, 6 under 500. It's going to be the cream of the crop. Like, people are talking about San Diego, but San Diego just played the Dodgers last week and they took them to the woodshed. The National League's the Dodgers. That's it. I mean, even Atlanta's not playing well. They're getting beat up lately. In the American League, Tampa, they don't really scare me. The Yankees, they're a little more consistent of late. I think it's going to be Oakland or any one of the three teams from the Central, because they keep beating each other up all year and they're battle tested. But then when you come to Minnesota, they're 22-5 at home, but they're 5 games under 500 on the road. Mm-hmm. And everything's, after the first round, everything's played on the road. So who knows what's going to happen.
All right. In hockey, it is game number 3, and that's tonight, right?
Yep, 8 o'clock.
That series is tied 1 game apiece, the Lightning versus the Stars. This isn't really a pivotal game for anybody, is it?
Not really. I mean, it's advantage whoever wins, but if you win this game, you know, you're one step closer, you're halfway there, you're going to hear all the cliches, but until you get to that third win, it's not a must-win for anybody. You know, once a team gets up 3-1 or 3-2, and, you know, then it's pretty obvious, like the wall in front of you, that the team has to win to stay alive. But I think both teams are pretty evenly matched, and anything could happen in this series, as evident in the first two games.
All right. Any place else you want to go in sports?
Nope.
I know. There's not really that much, really, when you look at
basketball
it.
Don't exist. I'd sooner talk about cricket than basketball.
You know, you're about the Major League Baseball season, and I know there's baseball fans that are going to – I've said since the beginning, a 60-game season takes the full representation out of what baseball is all about, which is
– Yeah, baseball's a marathon.
A marathon, 160-some games, and you know, you're going to have your winning streaks, your losing streaks, you're going to have your injuries, you have the time where you can bring up players, where you can't bring up players. That's what makes playing this baseball season under these conditions. It's not like any other. It's not even like a strike-shortened season, to be honest with you.
I mean, the old adage in baseball is everybody wins 60 games, everybody loses 60 games. It's the other 40 that make the season. Well, this year the whole season is only made of 60 games.
Yeah. It really does take the durability aspect away from it. And that's one thing I'll say about the NHL playoffs. At least. They're keeping that together. So, you know, those teams that had to sit for a while and not play, they still have to play a tremendous amount of games in a short period of time.
Yeah, and even though hockey set out for, I don't know, 3 months, yeah. 4 months, whatever it was, they played 70 games of their regular season.
Yeah.
So there was an establishment of who belonged and who didn't. And then you had, I think, 2 weeks of warm-up hockey. What they jostled for positioning and whatever, and which again is really irrelevant because there's no home ice advantage now. So yeah, the most legitimate one this year, in my opinion, like you said, is hockey.
Yeah, but
football's going to be okay because they got their full season and that's going to be fine. And I just saw this morning where the NFL is almost guaranteeing that there will be a full stadium for the Super Bowl. Kind of makes you think about this whole situation.
Yeah, almost guaranteeing. We'll see. It all depends. Where's the Super Bowl meant to be held this year?
Tampa?
Who knows? But we'll see what happens.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Whoever wants to go, let them go.
Sports is...
Imagine if they took this outlook in 1941. We'd be all speaking Sie Deutsch right now.
Well, he did take this outlook during the great the flu pandemic, which killed 900,000 people. But that was even before your dad's time. So
that was when wheels were made of stone, right?
Not quite, but there was probably some wooden wheels on the cars that ran when that happened. All right, well, that's it for a check on sports. We'll start talking racing tomorrow.
Yeah, the bigger tracks will be in action tomorrow, so we'll have our pick on the website, and because I didn't even get my Churchill Downs pick till late last night because the guy that sends me the stuff didn't even realize Churchill Downs was running. So
that's what happens in this year in sports.
Yeah, the whole thing's a disaster area.
Yep. All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And yes, folks, the Yankees did beat Toronto last night 12-1.